Psalm 107, Little Exoduses. Psalm 106 ended by remembering sin. Psalm 107 begins by remembering rescue. That order matters. The people of God do not move from failure to denial, but from confession to testimony. Grace is not forgetfulness. It is God's refusal to let our ruin have the last word. This psalm is built like a fourfold litany: distress, cry, deliverance, thanksgiving. But the four troubles are not all alike. Some are simply lost in a wasteland. Some sit in chains because they rebelled. Some are sick through their own folly. Some are not immoral at all. They are sailors caught in a storm while doing their work. Psalm 107 quietly destroys the shallow idea that all suffering has one cause. Some pain is chosen, some inherited, some encountered in duty, some in ordinary vocation. Yet one mercy meets them all. The repeated word for God's covenant love is hesed. The refrain says his wonders are for the children of Adam, Ben Adam, not tribal mercy, but human mercy. And the word for his saving acts, Niflaot, is the language of the Exodus, the Lord's wonders. That is the psalm's secret. God keeps performing little exoduses. He leads wanderers, breaks prison doors, heals the self-ruined, and stills chaos. What he once did for Israel at the sea, he keeps doing in human lives. Augustine read these scenes as a map of the soul. Calvin saw a summons for every class of sufferer to become a witness. Both were seeing truly. A Western reader may miss why being led to a city is good news. In the ancient Levant, city meant safety, water, walls, trade, kinship, and worship. Salvation is not merely being rescued from something, but being brought somewhere. To a people, a home, a common praise. And the prison image is no metaphor dreamed up in comfort. Assyrian reliefs still show captives in fetters. God breaks what empires forge. Seer. The sea scene is especially striking. Israel was never a great sea power like Phoenicia. For Israel, the sea often signaled disorder and threat. When the psalm says the sailor's wisdom is swallowed up, it means more than fear. Human skill reaches its limit. Technique fails, control drowns. Many of us only discover prayer when competence finally stops pretending to be sovereignty. The psalm ends with a remarkable claim. The wise are not those who master life, but those who learn to read it. Wisdom is to consider the hesed of the Lord. Mature faith is not merely surviving the storm, it is learning how to interpret rescue. In Christ, Psalm 107 becomes flesh. He seeks the lost, proclaims liberty to captives, heals by his word, and rebukes wind and waves. Suggested cross-references: Isaiah 35:1, 10, Luke 4:18-19, Mark 4:35-41, Colossians 1:13-14. Him, Eternal Father, strong to save. Prayer: Lord of the desert, the prison, the sickbed, and the sea, teach us to cry to you before our strength is gone. Break what binds us, heal what we have broken, and lead us not only out of trouble, but home into your praise. Make us wise enough to notice your steadfast love. Amen.